The delivery guy's car was still running. We slipped into the open doors and tore through it looking for anything of use. We collected a few items as well as scored some free pizza from what would have been his next stop. I just hope we haven't missed the show. We practically float over to a window where there's just enough room for us to see in if we get really close, side by side. We begin devouring the food as we watch the delivery man get carried away, his cock still hard as he uselessly fought. We chuckle. See, we are artists, creators, if you will. Anything we want to exist, we just believe it into existence. We can alter realities and change every aspect of a person. Make a good person evil, and an evil person good. But why would we do that? Our powers are so strong, we often wonder if we are even two separate beings, or one just split in half, or if one of us just exists in some astro-projected subconscious. Either way, we also fuck a lot. This was just a little foreplay. I felt your hand reach for my cock as we watched that woman's pussy drip with a forced cream pie. My fingers danced around your clit as we watched her take a swipe with her finger and suck it off before pushing the rest up inside her. She's worried too much has come out, but we will make sure the evilest little hellspawn is created. Fear not. One thing we do enjoy is when we give our creations free will. Despite being able to go anywhere on this planet, they always tend to find each other, like some sort of magnetic force. I slip my fingers inside your juicy little pussy as a car pulls up. Another one of our devious, cum-hungry, breedable toys. It seems she's brought someone home. Goody. We just love to fuck while we watch the mayhem unfold before our eyes. You spit in your hand and pump the slick, dripping saliva along my shaft. My fingers curl inside you and you grip me tighter as we can't believe our eyes when the passenger steps out. The vampire we created a few weeks ago who thinks he's been this way for centuries. We can smell that he's already fed once tonight. This should be fun. She walks him into the house and he's a little taken back. Multiple women, all naked, come out from different rooms to greet him. They can all sense he's not like the others they've captured. I pull my fingers from your pussy and suck the flavor off, dipping them back in deeper and then sucking them clean again. I feel you swipe the head of my cock for all the pre-cum I've dripped and cleaning your fingers. Our eyes glued to the window while we enjoy each other's taste. Two women begin to kiss either side of his neck as one bends over in front of him, fingering her own cunt for his viewing pleasure, enticing him to get hard and take over with his cock. They have no idea the aggression we program this monster with. I step behind you and spread you with my hands. My cock finds your hole and slowly enters you. Slow, deep strokes of my cock in and out of your pussy as we watch. Any second now, he's gonna snap. The two girls reach for his cock and pull it out of his pants. They can smell the cum of another woman on his skin, and their eyes lit up with fire. It made them ravenous for this man. Not just ravenous, but with a little guidance from me. because I like to shake things up, a little cannibalistic. One woman bites down on his cock, hard. I thrust my cock into you harder. Your pussy clenching at the sudden shockwave of pain the vampire felt, as well as the shockwave of hunger these women felt. They no longer wanted to be bred. They wanted to tear this creature apart and consume him. I felt you pushing back against me faster, needing me to pound you as the vampire opened the girl's jaw much farther than it should have, then bit a chunk out of her neck. I wrapped my fist in your hair as we watched the chaos. So much violence, so much hunger, so much anger. If only they knew, nobody would win. I slammed my entire length into you as the vampire ended the last visible adversary. I could feel us both on the verge of orgasm, but we hold off. I slide out and we wander over to the front door. As it opens to the bloodbath inside, the vampire turns, wounded and full of rage. As soon as we make ourselves visible to him, he is frozen in pure fear. We smile as we look around the room, taking a few steps forward. Oh, the memories of being created flood back to him. Before his lips can utter a word, I raise my hand and snap my fingers. The vampire instantly turns into a red mist that falls amongst the rest of the death. I take your hand and we dance. My hard cock brushing against you as we slide across the floor. I give you a twirl, a dip, and then put you down on your back. The blood is still warm all over the hardwood floor. I kneel down by your feet as I take your ankles in my hands, pulling you swiftly and sliding you towards me. The blood allows you to glide with ease until your pussy collides with my cock. We chuckle as I reach down and force it inside you. You get so tight when I act spontaneously. You glide your arms up and down, making blood angels on the ground as I fuck you relentlessly. Over and over, as hard as I can pound my length into your hole. We make eye contact as we get close again, nodding at each other and granting permission for both of us to come. My fingers dig into your legs as I fuck you faster, making you slide back and forth until I finally unleash all my cum into you, an overflowing, sticky mess into your pussy, pouring out around me. It was like when you shake up a soda bottle, then only open the cap halfway. Cum spraying back out because there's just no more room inside you for more. We finally finish. I gather you from the ground, my bloody, messy love. We dance over to the shower and clean ourselves off. Things like this aren't actually necessary for creatures like us, but sometimes we like to roleplay as humans. Once clean, we exit the house. I know there's a poor human locked in there, but if they find him, they find him. I give you a kiss on your nose and ask, "What next?" You spin in a circle until the cutest red-hooded cloak appears. You whisper to me that Little Red is gonna go make herself a big, bad wolf.